You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A news report of a newborn left in a dumpster or trash can brings a feeling of sadness, bewilderment. You ask yourself, why and how could a mother leave her helpless newborn to fate and the elements? Before 2001 in Michigan, desperate parents didn't have many options if they couldn't care for that newborn, abandoning a child, a 10-year felony. But in 2001, Michigan's Safe Delivery for Newborns law was passed. It allows parents to surrender their newborns inside a safe place, no questions asked. It's anonymous, safe, and legal. Over 200 babies have been delivered to safety through this program. Paula Springer has seen firsthand how the Safe Delivery program is saving babies. She's director of the Eastern Michigan Office of Adoption Associates. Paula, welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm very happy to be here.
Your agency has had a lot of experience in placing these infants surrendered under safe delivery, and the whole key is they do get a chance at life.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful. It's a great option for young women who want to provide a good future for their baby, but due to many reasons are afraid to come forward and go through a regular adoption process.
Take us back a few years now. What was the typical scenario that would lead to these so-called trash babies before 2001?
Well, it was a young woman who usually concealed her pregnancy, and not necessarily a particular age. It could be a woman of any age. The idea was that she didn't tell anyone about her pregnancy. If she was a teen, maybe she was afraid to tell her parents or teachers. If she was a little bit older, she was afraid to tell other people in her life, maybe afraid or intimidated by the birth father, maybe afraid of violent circumstances. And so she would conceal the pregnancy and abandon the baby in an unsafe way.
And dumpsters and trash cans are one. We've heard of students drowning a baby in a toilet, which is just, it just rips your heart out when you hear this. So what did this law make possible?
This law is Michigan's response to this problem. Every state now in the nation has what's called a safe haven law. Mm-hmm. And Michigan's Safe Delivery of Newborns law is meant to give women an option to anonymously and confidentially surrender their baby in a safe atmosphere and know that that baby will have a permanent home and future with an approved adoptive family.
What kind of places are babies being surrendered?
Very specifically identified in the law are hospitals, fire stations, police stations, or a 911 responder. The majority of infants, 196, have actually been surrendered at hospitals, primarily born at hospitals and surrendered after delivery, which is a little different than the creators of the law imagined. But delivering a baby at home or in private circumstances is probably a pretty terrifying thing. Mm-hmm. So young women do go to a safe place to have their baby, which is good for them and good for the baby, and then surrender the baby through the Michigan Safe Delivery Law.
Before that, if a young woman had been in the hospital and left the baby behind, mm-hmm. she would have faced charges?
Well, if she left the baby behind, mm-hmm. the hospital would call protective services.
So suddenly there's this world of legal stuff.
And she would not be charged criminally, mm-hmm. but it would be through neglect and abandonment. Whereas if she abandoned the baby in a dumpster or any right. of the other things you're talking about, that is that criminal charge. Mm-hmm. Now she faces neither criminal charges nor abandonment or neglect charges.
And then how do agencies like yours, like Adoption Associates, work in interface with this law?
So the first step in the safe delivery law is that she surrenders the baby to an emergency service provider. That emergency service provider makes sure the baby's safe, not at a hospital. They have to transport to a hospital. And then the hospital social worker will contact an agency like Adoption Associates to make a plan for the baby. And we are required to make an immediate placement of the baby with a pre-approved adoptive family. So the baby does not go into the foster care system, does not kind of languish in a future
in
not
limbo.
Secured,
yes.
absolutely,
yeah.
but the baby is placed with a permanent adoptive family who will get involved with the baby in the hospital if the baby remains there, or take the baby home immediately from the hospital upon discharge. And then there's another series of legal steps we need to go through, but that baby gets immediately involved and identified for an adoptive family.
So you don't have somebody shunted off into foster care where
exactly.
it's a whole other set of circumstances. Mm-hmm. So you've got families who are ready, saying they're pre-approved, and they're saying our homes and our hearts are open.
Exactly.
Do we have kind of a profile or common traits of these moms who are surrendering their babies? I mean, kind of take us into the thought process.
Not necessarily a descriptive profile in terms of age, but it does have to do with a young woman who, for whatever reasons, cannot care for another baby. She may have other children who she's caring for and knows she can't take on another responsibility. She may not have a supportive community surrounding her to provide her with help for the baby. She may not have gotten prenatal care because her baby has been kept a secret. And she wants to know that this baby is well cared for. She still really cares about the future of the baby. This young woman is brave and courageous and knows that she wants to give her baby a future that she can't provide, and this is a way to do it.
Mm. Now, are we still seeing babies who are being left to the elements, left in trash cans, left in dumpsters?
Yes, sadly. Not as many, hopefully. But that's why programs like this, who can provide this information to the general community, are so important. And people involved in safe delivery law are very, very involved in trying to make sure that that information gets out by providing people for interviews, information, educators at hospitals. Adoptive agencies do the same thing, educating people that this is an option so people don't have to abandon their baby to a dangerous situation.
There was a burst of coverage in 2001, but if that wasn't on your radar, and you, as you say, we're talking 17 years later, so some of these young moms might not have even been alive when these stories were going on. Has the law been modified or changed at all since it was first passed?
Yes, there have been some minor revisions. One was to recently add the ability for one of those emergency service providers to be a 911 responder. Who's coming to respond to a call to pick up a baby. Initially, it was only hospital, fire station, and police station. No babies have been surrendered to a 911 caller yet, but there does happen to be some new conversation going on about changes that might be beneficial to the law. I do participate with a subcommittee looking at the law in Lansing and making recommendations for changes. And one of them, you know, is looking at better ways to get information out. What are ways should we expand the definition to emergency facilities, not just hospitals? I mean, there are a lot of different possible changes in the law that may come in the future, but legislative change takes a long time.
Is there bipartisan support for this
there
law?
There seems to be.
There
yes,
does.
Absolutely.
So you're encouraged with the reception in Lansing.
Yes.
Where would someone go to get information, to get it into the hands of the mothers who may be at risk of abandoning a baby?
Really, the best place to get information, including forms, information, even some training segments, is on the Safe Delivery website. So it would be Michigan Safe Delivery of Newborns website, and you can just find that by Googling, very easy. And there's lots of information there for both training, for emergency service providers, for schools, for adoption agencies. There are handbooks developed. You can call and ask for, or even just request online, ask for materials, forms, posters, brochures. The state is more than willing to get this information out and will do anything to help cooperate that and spread the word.
Paula Springer directs the Eastern Michigan Office of Adoption Associates. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.